Nolte, fact checkers busted again, Biden seeks to eliminate 96% of gas stoves. By John Nolte on March 15, 2023. It wasn't until America's crooked fact checkers said Joe Biden had no intention of banning gas stoves that I was certain Joe Biden would ban gas stoves. And now we know he is, 96% of them. Yes, the Biden administration is coming for your gas stove, writes Representative Debbie Lesko, R-Oz, in the Washington Examiner. It's a backdoor ban by way of outrageous regulations only 4% of gas stoves will meet. And it's being done, not through democracy and our elected representatives, but by fascist bureaucrats in the Department of Energy. Yes, Virginia, the deep state is real. The Department of Energy is conducting this gas stove grab through a rule that would impose extreme energy performance standards on residential cooktops. The department's proposed rule sets requirements for gas cooktops at the maximum technologically feasible or max tech level. Based on the Department of Energy's own analysis, gas cooktops at the max tech level represent just 4% of current market share and exclude all conventional freestand ranges. Any rule that causes 96% of the products available today to be eliminated from the market is an extreme regulation. In fact, it is essentially an outright ban on gas stoves. Back in January, news broke that the Biden administration was seeking to ban gas stoves. This breaking news did not come from anonymous sources or out of thin air. It came from an on-the-record interview with Biden Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. A federal agency says a ban on gas stoves is on the table amid rising concern about harmful indoor air pollutants emitted by the appliances. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission plans to take action to address the pollution, which can cause health and respiratory problems. This is a hidden hazard, Richard Trumka Jr., an agency commissioner, said in an interview. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Naturally, such an outrageous and anti-American idea stirred people up who believe in freedom. GOP Rep. Burgess, Biden's weighing forcing electric stoves when electricity prices are skyrocketing. And then, what always happens, happened again. Because banning something people love would politically damage his fraudulency, Joe Biden and Democrats, the media did what it always does. Lied to us. The crooked fact-checkers went to work to 1. Say there is no ban and 2. Smear those of us reporting the truth about the ban as conspiracy theorists. Just a tiny taste. Factcheck.org. The Biden administration is not planning to ban gas stoves. Reuters fact check. Nationwide bans on gas stoves are not going to be introduced imminently. The U.S. government agency responsible for regulating consumer product safety said. USA Today fact check. The claim, the Biden administration wants to ban gas stoves. Our rating, false. Snopes. Is Biden administration banning gas stoves over climate change, which is a hoax, concerns? False. PolitiFact. The White House is not banning gas stoves and ovens. And then, what always happens, happened again. The right-wing conspiracy theory turned out to be true. This is how the federal government and corporate media work together to push their left-wing agenda. The whole idea is to bully and browbeat us into letting down our guard. Then, after our guard is down, something fascist becomes law, or a serious scandal is dismissed as Russian disinformation long enough for a lying, decrepit racist to become president. Remember when the COVID lab leak theory was a lie coming from racists? Remember when it was crazy to believe the Obama administration spied on then-candidate Donald Trump? Remember when Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? Remember when Trump colluded with Russia? Remember when it was homophobic to say gay marriage would open a Pandora's box? And now it's homophobic to point to the Pandora's box of drag queens and gay porn in elementary schools? Remember when the media went from critical race theory is not being taught in schools to critical race theory should not be banned in schools? There's no doubt in my mind, I'm still allowed to have an opinion, right? That this is no accident and something that goes well beyond bias. This is straight-up coordination between the government and media to gaslight the public. Once is a coincidence. Twice is a wild coincidence. This happens constantly, and that can only happen by way of coordination. Again, a tiny taste. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids Hoax. Very Fine People Hoax. 7-Hour Gap Hoax. Russian Bounties Hoax. Trump Trashes Troops Hoax. Policeman Killed at Mostly Peaceful January 6th Protest Hoax. Rittenhouse Hoax. Eating While Black Hoax. Border Agents Whipping Illegals Hoax. NASCAR News Hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 Hoax. Trump Assaulted Secret Service Agents and Grabbed Steering Wheel of Beast Hoax. Frame McGough for Alleged Paul Pelosi Assault Narrative. The COVID Lab Leak Theory is Racist. Hunter Biden's Laptop is Russian Disinformation. Joe Biden Will Never Ban Gas Stoves. Question: what's the difference between a corporate media fact-checker who tells the truth and Bigfoot? Answer: there's evidence Bigfoot exists. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.